What is up and welcome back to another Wireless Vlogs. We are here for episode 3 of our hashtag Wireless Family podcast series. Today I am joined by Josh Ferreira, good mate and partner in the UN Network, which is a new network that myself, Cornerflag Games, Josh and Garfield V2 in the UK have sort of created to build up a little bit of different and unique content and pull it all together in one central hub for you guys to all enjoy. So Josh, give us a shout.
How you going, guys?
Now, I've spoken a little bit to Josh already, so he knows roughly what I'm going to ask, but I'm going to try and throw him off as much as possible because I know from experience, Josh does not think well on his feet. So here we go. First one off, Real Madrid, Liverpool.
Liverpool.
100%. There we go. I was hoping you'd stumble on that one. So for those who don't know, Josh is a massive Liverpool fan. Now, word around the street is you are going to go quite early in the morning, actually. You're getting up to watch the UCL final.
Yeah, mate. So that'd be, kickoff's at 4:45 Australian Eastern Standard Time. So I'll be up around 3:30 thereabouts. Trek down to the pub and watch it with about, well, hopefully 100 diehard Liverpool fans.
I couldn't think of anything worse than being stuck in a room full of that many Liverpool fans.
I could.
Now, what are your plans while you're at the pub?
So, obviously, as I said, beer, and more beer. Hopefully, a Liverpool win, lots of voice, and the main reason why I'm going down there is to hopefully succeed in my YouTube career and my YouTube debut.
Beautiful segue, Josh. You could be a natural at this stuff. So Josh now has his own channel. After about a year of Ben and myself, that being Ben from Cornerflake Games, trying to get Josh to make a channel, he now has one. What is your name?
Crossbar Capers.
Crossbar Capers. Now, who came up with that?
I'd love to take credit, but it's just not my style. So absolutely, Ben, Cornerflag Games, helped me out with that one. Thank you very much, buddy.
And don't worry about shouting him out because he won't watch this.
No, he doesn't watch much. He doesn't watch anything of anyone else's YouTube videos, I've been told. So replays his own shit, but doesn't really care for anyone else's stuff. So.
No, well, we can't get him to watch even for ad revenue anymore, so that's disappointing anyway.
Exactly right.
Now, what do you do with yourself during the week?
As a family member or as a family man or privately?
A bit of both.
No, mate, I'm very blessed to have a beautiful wife and an amazing 2-year-old daughter who I cherish the world to. She's my little angel, I think. So that pretty much takes up the most of my week. Other than that, pretty much work, football, YouTube, in with pretty much you guys. You guys also take up half my week. not that it bothers me because, you know, you guys pretty much, after a hard day's work, coming to sort of do a bit of work with you guys is obviously pretty well decent. Very good banter. So you know what it's like between you and me, mate. We love a bit of banter.
Absolutely we do. I think that might be a good time to plug the Discord, which there'll be a link for down in the description below. There is a channel on the Discord called The Boxing Ring where Josh and I do tend to have a fair bit of banter together.
Absolutely. Plenty of pictures, plenty of photos, random photos. It's getting randomer to be honest, so get in there, guys. It's a bit of fun.
You may or may not regret what you see, but it is funny either way.
We find it funny anyway.
We find it funny, yeah. Now, another one. Josh, I want you to cast your mind back to when we started playing football together. What were your first impressions of myself and of Ben as a footballer playing with him?
Well, we'll start with Ben because Ben's the easiest one to describe here. And obviously some of your viewers may or may not know, Ben is a natural dancer, slash ballerina, slash, princess dancer, slash princess, slash friggin' musician. I could go on with plenty of slashes there. He's a very talented man. So obviously I gathered he would be really good moving around on the pitch.
Yep.
Which I was correct. I was like, no, happy days. He's got the speed. He can friggin' in and out of players, all good. And then he went to stop. Then his touch, the first time he went to stop the ball, just went to shit.
Yeah.
And I think it was right then and there. I knew he wasn't going to play professional football.
Yep.
But, very, very, as you know, very funny to watch on the field. Very funny. Well, I find him funny anyway.
Very funny.
Whether it be friggin', him yelling abuse at me, yelling abuse at himself, yelling abuse at the coaches, yelling abuse at the referee, yelling abuse at the opposition.
Storming off the pitch.
Storming off the pitch, kicking fences, kicking goalposts, kicking everything but the ball that he needed to kick. That pretty much sums up Corner Flag's game, to be perfectly honest. I do believe we have footage of last season.
Oh.
Somewhere where he was, where he did storm off and kick the side of the fence. So I believe he has that content, whether he was willing to share that content or not.
We are going to get to the bottom of this. That needs to come out.
It does need to come out. It does need to come out indeed. But, enough of Ben. Yourself, look, again, I'm considered almost retiree of the game. Pushing 30. My golden years are well behind me.
30 stone, that is, yes.
Yeah, 30 stone. Absolutely. So, between you and a few of the other younger guys who, rocked up to training, who had already been pretty much previous members of the club, your impression of me probably would be the better one, because a lot of people weren't too impressed with me because I thought it was give some feedback and, try and help. Others didn't think it that way. Others thought I was trying to run the show. It's my training session, it's my way or the highway sort of thing, which was not the case. But before you got injured, you were fantastic. I thought happy days, you can keep. As we brought a mate of mine with us, Dale,
yep,
who I just figured he'd walk straight into the goalkeeping spot because, I've seen him play, he's brilliant, good in goals. And I think it was about the third training session in, Dale said, well, fuck this, I'll just play on the field. We're sweet. We're sorted. Happy day. Don't need to go in goals. We've got one sorted. And that would be the end of it. And what happened? You shit yourself. Yeah. Yeah. What was it? Your wrist? Your arm? Your shoulder? What was that? I can't remember now. It was that long ago.
One of our strikers broke my thumb, and then I slightly tore the ligament in my knee from getting cleaned up by what I can only describe as a quite fat Italian man who ran through me.
Here we go. Typical Italians on the Aussies, mate. Seriously.
I had the ball in my hand and he just kept running. And, yeah, didn't end well.
Yeah, so, mate, as I said, friggin', thankfully, only you, myself, Ben, and, the boys there will know how difficult the season was.
Yeah.
Personally, I'm glad I moved state halfway through the season, didn't get to see out the season. most likely 90% of the players and coaching staff were probably glad to see the back of me. So be it. shit happens. But it was an experience, put it that way. As I said, I've been playing football since I was 5 years of age. I've played at rep levels, I've played at state levels, and so forth. I've been coached by some of the best coaches, I believe. Probably going around Australia the last 10 or so years. And to come to that, to have my worst season at a club who just had no idea how to run a club, it was an experience. Let's just say that.
Yeah, well, I think we might leave that there because we both probably have choice words to say on that topic, but it was definitely an experience as that was my first ever, that was my first ever club. So to be welcomed into football in that way was, I like to think of it as I've done my hard yards early.
Yeah, look, for your sake, mate, I'm playing. So, and as you said, we'll sort of wrap that up there because again, I don't know who you've got on your YouTube followers and so forth, and I don't want to badmouth anybody on, you know, YouTube. So we'll just wrap that one up there. But yeah, no, it was good memories, mate. Good memories for us anyway.
Yeah.
As a lot, as we always do.
And just a disclaimer, it wasn't anybody in particular. It was just the environment around the club that made it quite toxic.
Oh, 100%. 100%. It wasn't, yeah, exactly. No, it definitely wasn't just one person. It was, we could, Ben, yours and Ben's episode went on for 40 minutes. We could sit here for an hour just talking about this topic. It's, you know, I don't do politics. This is my somewhat of politics, to be honest. And yeah, I could be here for hours and let's just say they don't know how to run a club and they need help. Hopefully they get it because there are a lot of young, most likely talented young kids who are playing at that club and they need guidance from the top. So he's hoping at the end of the day it happens or they move on and find what they need to progress.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, our second question is, you, as you said, you did live down here. You moved into state. So just quickly, what was the reason for that move?
Look, it was a lot of things. One of them definitely, again, I'm born and bred from Newcastle, so I wasn't homesick or anything like that. As much as I love my family and I have a good relationship with them, it had nothing to do with them being, you know, wanting me home or anything like that. You know, as I said, I moved 5 years ago to get out of Newcastle personally. You know, little background, I suppose, on me. I was engaged, due to get married, fell through, had a house, had to sell that, virtually walked away with nothing where I should have got a little bit more than I did. I was a little angry. I was a little upset and I figured, fuck this. I'm getting out of here. Something different, new start, job opportunity came up. I grabbed it and so on. So I moved down to Melbourne. I moved down not wanting to meet a girl, period. That was my first thing. When I moved down there, obviously I had no real friends or anything like that, which didn't faze me. I like to be on my own at times and so forth.
Yeah.
And when I started, obviously, you know, obviously on your, not so much dating sites or anything like that. As I said, I wasn't looking for a girlfriend. I was just looking for a company, whether it be male, female, whatever. I got talking to Christy, who's, you know, my wife, told her straight out, I said, I'm not looking for a girlfriend or anything like that. She was fine with that. And we started chatting, so forth. So ended up starting dating. And I'm grateful every day for, moving down to Melbourne, finding my amazing wife and, you know, again, the mother of my daughter. So, yeah, look, moving back was her decision in the end. You know, some in-laws, as I'm sure a lot of you, possibly a lot of your subscribers may or may not know, in-laws are tough. sometimes you get really good in-laws. To you guys who have, fuck you. Because you guys have got it easy. My in-laws are as tough as, they're the toughest things I've ever had to deal with. And I'm not going to go into too much about it because I don't think Christy needs me to go into too much about it. We'll just say that, you know, her family, she was brought up where whatever her family says goes and she would just go, yep, I'm just going to accept it because it's no point of arguing because.
It's
a lost cause. So for her to move, massive step, you know, we got criticized from her family, you know, you can't survive without us, la-di-da, everything else. And that doubted her to move. She goes, well, you know, it's too hard. I don't want to move. I can't do it. And then she, did a teeth one day and just went, fuck it. I'm sick of, I'm married. I need to think of our family, more than, her mum and dad and so forth. And we ended up moving. So, and to be perfectly honest, she's happy. Of course, you have your days where you miss your family, you're homesick, et cetera.
Yeah.
But 90% of the time, she loves it up here, beaches, great weather. I don't know what it's like down there in Melbourne at the moment, mate. I'm sitting out here in a nice, cool, 19 degrees at 6:30, something
long. Yeah. It's cold down here, mate. Don't worry.
Probably about 7 degrees down there, mate. So I hope you've got your little woolly, your little buddy down there, mate. So, So look, it was her decision to move. I wasn't going to argue with her because, I love Newcastle. A lot of people say, they want to get out of their town and shit like that. Newcastle has everything. And everyone who gets a chance to come up to Newcastle, by all means, grab it with two hands because it is a great, great town. Whether it's to watch the Jets play, which Ben will tell you firsthand is an experience, except when you play Melbourne in the grand final and get robbed. That's we won't go into too much into that at this point, but we know you're a victory flog, and you'll take any victory anyway, which way it comes, whether you have to cheat, steal, lie, pay to get it rigged, whatever. Not salty at all.
You're just a newy nobody.
That's it, mate. Exactly right. And I'm happy to be that. So that was the reason beyond the move. Family issues. And we needed people around us that would support us. We've got to work, so we need people to help us out with our daughter when, they've got to work and so forth. And thankfully my mum, and my sister and everyone else up here are great for that. And, let's just say they were very, very happy for me to move back with my wife and my daughter.
Yeah. And I don't blame them either.
No, exactly not. Exactly right, to be honest. So, as I said, we'll get you up here, mate. We need to do a video and shit like that, obviously, with the three of us. And, but let's be honest. Why would I go to Melbourne when you've just admitted that it's freezing cold?
But in Australia, football's a summer sport, so.
Yeah, it gets fucking on up here, too. Bring your singlet.
Oh, mate, who needs a shirt these days?
That's exactly, mate, custom footwear here, mate, songs. As Ben will tell you, I wear them everywhere.
Even when you're down here, not songs is all you wore.
Me newy work boots, as you like to call them. No, absolutely, mate.
Perfect. Now, I'm going to go for another little bit of a curveball, because I reckon is a question you're not expecting at all.
Yeah.
What did you want to be when you grew up?
Oh.
I got him.
Yeah, that's a good one. That is a good one. Well, I wanted to be two things when I grew up. When I first hit high school, obviously, was when I really started to, what do you want to do? What do you want to be? Obviously, you go to your school counselor and shit, and they try and, where you want to be and what classes to take and shit. And, my father is, as much as I don't really get on with my father and so forth, my father is of Portuguese heritage, so I'm half Portuguese, and food over there is the number one industry. I love my food. I love my Portuguese food. Not Oporto and friggin' Nando's. That is far from Portuguese food as you can get.
Yeah. Yeah.
I couldn't imagine. I can't even count how many times I've argued with Oporto, trying to tell me that, you want this Portuguese chicken sauce. And mate, they would not fucking even make that shit in Portugal. They wouldn't even know what the hell it is.
To them, to call that Portuguese would be a disgrace.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Portugal's one of the oldest countries in the world. When you think of Greece, you think of Portugal. It is so old. The dialect is old. The people still live like it was back in the 70s, the 50s, beyond, you know.
Yeah.
So we do things the old-fashioned way, from catching fish to cooking shit, you know, on friggin' rocks and shit in the street and everything else. So, you know, I wanted to be a chef. And I started out doing that. I finished school and shit like that. Done my first year and a bit apprenticeship as a chef. And then it sort of got tangled up with my second love and, you know, the second thing that I wanted to be when I grew up, which was a professional footballer. And I couldn't do both at the same time, considering if you wanted to be a chef, you had to work Saturdays and Sundays and Fridays and pretty much every night of the week. And that took up with training, playing. As I said, I played at a decent level back when I was a little bit younger, and there was no, you know, okay, we play Saturdays and that's it. You know, you would play Friday nights on the odd occasion, you'd play Saturday arvos, Sunday arvos, whatever it was. You'd train 3 to 4 days a week, depending on what days you'd played that week.
Yeah, yep.
So that pretty much ended my cooking career. because, you know, I love my football. As I said, I'm a mad, passionate football supporter, from, you know, Newcastle Jets to Liverpool, who I've been supporting since I was friggin' old enough to walk. Derby, which I have a very soft spot for. Garfield, well, you know, feel sorry for him personally, because, you know, he lives in that sort of part of the neck of the woods and has to deal with the struggles every year. Virtually coming off 3 days ago, our coach deciding to pack up his shit and fuck off. Which, you know, I never thought I'd be, you know, I'd be very salty about the Victory Jets grand final for a long, long time, right until that came along. That pretty much just went, right, okay, cool. Jets, we'll put that on the burner. Next year's another year. We'll move on. This is fucking bullshit. You know, you virtually almost get to the Premier League and then you just decide to fuck off. Was not impressed one bit. The fact that he's gone to a club now that's just dropped pisses me off even more. Why not stay and try and help us out? But anyway, enough of that. So, yeah, as I said, mate, yeah, they're my two loves. Cooking, which I still love doing every minute I get. If I don't cook, I don't eat in the house. Not saying my wife can't cook, but, you know, she loves my cooking. I'm sure if we asked my 2-year-old daughter, you know, whose meals would you prefer, mum or dad's, I'm sure she would go mine. So that's pretty much it in a nutshell, mate. That's pretty much what I'm going to do when I grow up. Professional footballer. Again, I'm 30. That didn't fucking happen. Surprise, surprise. I went to Satellite City. That pretty much killed that career.
Yep.
wasn't getting a look in anywhere else after playing there. So, look, as I said, it's still early days. As I said, I'm 30. My playing career almost coming to an end, but as I said, I love coaching. And it's a field that I wouldn't mind getting into. So who knows? Maybe, you know, I'm grown up, but what would you want to do whilst you're grown up? Maybe that's it. Maybe friggin' get my coaching certificates and friggin' probably try and get as high up as I possibly can doing that. So we'll see. We'll see. If my YouTube career doesn't go off, maybe that's something for me.
Well, absolutely. And coaching's something that it's a unique skill, but there has to be coaches. Otherwise, any sport, anything in the world stops without coaches. So it's not like coaching is something that's, you know, it's a backup sort of thing. There is a genuine need for coaches at every level constantly. So it's not, as I said, it's not a backup thing by any mean. It's something that's realistically very important and still very achievable for yourself, because you do have that extensive knowledge of the game and understanding of how things work and how to communicate with people, but also how to play against different sort of tactics and fiddle around with that.
Yeah, as I said, yeah, I believe that, you know, I'm never one to big note myself, but I believe I played at a decent enough level to somewhat have an idea of what a team needs to succeed and what they don't need to succeed, whether that be players or different skills that, you know, they've been taught and they probably shouldn't have been taught. So look, as I said, yeah, I don't like to big note myself or anything like that, but I believe I'd be a good coach. Satellite thought I was trying to do that off the bat, which it wasn't the case. But I just want to see people succeed, you know what I mean? And if I'm at the point of my age where, you know, I can't play anymore and stuff like that, or, you know, I'm only playing for shits and giggles, you know, I'd love people to succeed, whether it be from young youth, 14s, 13s, which is where they start sort of getting in their competitive side,
yep,
to men, you know, our state league teams and national teams, who knows, friggin', you know, they're looking, Sydney and there's a few A-League teams still looking for a coach. So, you know, hey guys, I'm here. I'm ready to learn. Give me a minute. I'll take it with both hands. So, as I said, you know, without the youth, the game stops.
Yep.
Because, unfortunately, the players get too old, and if there's no youth coming through, yeah, it kills the game. Look at Australia, prime example.
Yeah.
You know, so we're going to a World Cup where I'm sure people are hopeful for us to escape the group, but to be perfectly honest, if you aren't a true football fan, you would just be, we'll get through. Personally, I can't see a thing through that group. I don't know about you.
No chance.
Yeah.
We might scrap a win and salvage a draw out of somewhere, but I don't see us really being competitive at all.
Yeah.
We are a nation that can control a game and still comfortably lose. But on the flip side, we're a nation that can just sort of be, you know, those games where you're there, but you're just behind the other team and we can get thumped. So we're one of those sides.
100%, couldn't agree more. And as I said, that youth system is so important. And I believe right at this point of time in the Australian game, it's not there.
No.
We're not producing the quality that we need to be producing to win any international trophies. By far, the best team we took to the World Cup would be that 2006 team.
Yep.
You know, and they were in their peak, they were in their prime. Even a young Tim Cahill at that World Cup, he was a skill above the talent of his age today.
Absolutely, he was. Absolutely. And,
you know,
put him with the likes of Aloisi, who ended up as an Australian, everyone knows that penalty. He 100%. Was in the same boat where he was just a skill above everyone that's coming through at the moment. And that's the level they need to be at. But there's just a massive gap. And to go into why there's that gap, it gets a little bit more intricate than just, you know, there's not the funding behind football these days or anything, because it is now Australia's number one sport, which people don't realise, but it is. So it's not like there's not enough people playing it to come through, but for some reason, there has been a massive drop-off.
Yeah, 100%. And, yeah, Aloisi is a good one to bring up because, you know, he won us, he won us that game to get us through to the World Cup, but, you know, he was the bottom end of the skill level. You know what I mean? Like, he was a fringe socceroo.
He was.
And to be virtually sitting on the bench, coming on in the 75th minute, thereabouts.
Super sub.
Yeah, to come on at that time, friggin' control the game enough to friggin' take it to penalties and then to finish that penalty under so much pressure in your home city, in front of your, you know, home fans. However many people there were, I'd say at least 70,000.
There was about 70,000, I think, yeah.
And the slot it, the way he slotted that goal was, you know, so much pressure, and he done it with so much ease, you know what I mean? And he was, as I said, he was nothing special, you know what I mean? No one at that time knew who he played for. You know, and he played in England. He played for a few clubs in England. Probably not many people would know, but again, yeah, he was that bloke where, you know, yeah, look, if he gets minutes, he'd be happy.
Yeah.
And, skill level, yeah, is a lot better than what we've got playing at the moment. But, you know, look, you know, hopeful. We're hopeful. I'm hopeful. Look, you know, if we can get out of that group, mate, I'll be very happy. But I wouldn't be upset if we didn't.
No. I'd be upset if we came out with nothing. I think we are a good enough side that we could take 3, 4, 5 points out of that group. But as I said, I don't see us finishing in the top two of that group stage.
Yeah. Denmark need to slip up. You know, like, I feel we'll beat Peru. A draw would be enough, I believe, against Denmark.
Against Denmark, yeah.
But we need to beat Peru by more goals than they did. That simple.
Yeah.
France.
Yeah, we won't go into that one.
Yeah, let's just say, friggin', you know, they brought out their strongest squad. I believe their third strongest squad they could have brought would still beat our side, our number one side.
Yeah.
They have so much depth, so much talent, and at the moment, I believe it's hopefully, other than Portugal, because I'd love them to win it, being half Portuguese, I believe it's their World Cup to lose.
Okay, well, I was going to ask for your prediction, but you've put it out there already that you think France will take it this time?
Well, I'm praying Portugal's there. You know, I'd love to see a Portugal, well, France, I believe, will be there. So it'll be a Portugal-France World Cup final. If we can beat them in 90 minutes on the very hopeful chance, you know, we have pretty much, as far as I'm concerned, the best player in the world. You know, not biased because he's Portuguese or anything like that, and I'm half Portuguese. I believe out of him and Messi, which, you know, reigns so much topic in world football, who's the better player? For me, it has to be Ronaldo. It has to be.
You play too much FIFA.
No, and it's not even that. It's, you know, what Messi's done in the game is unbelievable, but he's been at Barcelona since he was 14 years of age.
Yeah.
He's been groomed to be that superstar for Barcelona. It's where Ronaldo, he done it the hard way, you know. He went to Sporting Lisbon in Portugal, and at 16 years of age, playing the first team, not getting signed by anybody. You know what I mean? Like, he had scouts come out all the time. He had scouts from Chelsea and stuff like that getting looked at him and so forth. But, you know, if it wasn't for the United scout who picked him up, he probably wouldn't be playing in that Real Madrid. Let's be honest. And I hate Manchester United, but if it wasn't for them, I don't believe he would be at the level and the caliber he is today.
Yeah. What was that breakthrough game that he played at Manchester United that really lit his name up for the world to see, that the way he just came on and carried himself, he was taking players on that were, you know, twice his age and so much more experienced. And he looked at home, when he started at United and only got better.
100%. And for my, you know, personal opinion, for a bloke who can go from, you know, a low sort of club at Portugal, going to a massive club like, the richest club in the world, at the time, whether they still hold it, they probably do, who knows, between them and Real Madrid.
They're falling.
Yeah, possibly. Now that Sir Alex is gone, yeah, I'd dare say so. But for him to go to Portugal, from Portugal to England, and then go to Spain, to me, just, you've gone from a basic competition to, as far as I'm concerned, the best league in the world.
Yep.
To Spain, which, to me, you know, there's only four teams in that competition that have a chance of winning the title each year.
Yeah, which,
you know, we've seen it firsthand, Leicester, the fairy tale, premiership.
Oh, back in 15, 16.
Anyone can win the Premier League. You know what I mean? It just comes down to the manager and how much money the owners are willing to fish out. You know what I mean? And Leicester bit the bullet and they splashed some cash and it paid off. So good on them and so forth. But yeah, you know, and again, the positioning of where Messi plays. Messi plays in the middle of the park, mate. If he doesn't score goals, he doesn't play.
Yeah.
You know, Ronaldo plays out on the left 90% of the time.
What's where he's a left winger. He does spend his time out there.
Yeah, 90% of the time. That's it. He plays in the centre for Portugal, but
for Portugal, yeah,
90% of the time. That's it. You know, he's out left wing. So for him to score is almost. As I said, I haven't looked at that lately, but I know they're pretty much close, as close as each other.
Yeah.
With goals scored in their career. You know, for him to score pretty much, if not more, almost as much as Messi from playing out wide, that's a credit. And to me, that you put Messi anywhere else on that park, he doesn't score goals. As far as I'm concerned, I couldn't see him playing out wide and scoring goals.
No, and he's not a wide player.
No,
absolutely
his
not.
His assist might jack up, but his goal tally would drop significantly as far as I'm concerned. I'm sure Ben might have something else to say about that, but you know, again, it's just my personal opinion. Again, not biased at all, but for me, yeah, Ronaldo is the best player in the world by far. And you know, he proved that by taking Portugal to the European, you know, Portugal are now the European champion.
Yes.
So going to a World Cup, European champion, it helps. So hopefully they can carry it on and beat England along the way. Be muchly appreciated. Sorry, Ben, but, you know, that's even if they get out of the group, to be honest.
Well, let's see if they can get out of the group this year.
Yeah, look, that's it. You know, honestly, mate, Ben, just stay asleep. If they're early games, mate, don't get up. Stay asleep. Watch the replay, mate. So, yeah. So anyway, we'll move on to a new topic if you've got one there, mate.
Yep. We've got one more topic. I've had a mental blank. I did have another one, but I've forgotten it now.
What a surprise. or all that sleep you have, I'm surprised they don't roll off the tongue.
Oh, don't start. Do not start with that. All right, well, I have forgotten, so we might cut it there. You will be back on for another episode down the line. I've got a few more people I want to get through first.
Yeah, by all means, mate, get them through. As I said, it's a good segment. I thoroughly enjoy it. I will. So I don't know if this was possibly a topic of yours, but I wouldn't mind having a quick chat to you about the obviously Len Lads Entertainment Network.
Oh. Yes, duh, of course. Yep, go on.
So I took a punt. Ben, you witnessed that firsthand. His reaction just then proved it, that possibly was the topic he was going to do, and he forgot all about it. So not only did he fall asleep on you, mate, can't even remember the sitting sound of the party.
I punted at the start of the video. Come on.
It's all right, mate. I expect that to be cut out. So. So yeah, mate, honestly, on a personal note, mate, I'd like to say thanks to you guys, all you guys, you, Ben and Garfield V2 for, helping us out. Obviously with the start now, but finally 12 months my YouTube channel with everything these guys are going to do for me and that. And, get around these boys, guys, go get onto their YouTube channels, have a look, get onto the Lads Entertainment Network and check it out. I'm sure parents will leave the website and everything else down the bottom.
Yep.
And yeah, as I said, look, you know, I don't know if you've got anything else to add to that, mate, but, it's been a pleasure to obviously now finally get onto your channel. It's a long list. I know you've got plenty of guys out there who deserve it more than me. So, I'm just grateful to be on it, buddy. So, and yeah, look, as I said, more banter to come. We'll just say that, eh?
Absolutely. And the whole idea of the LED Network, the Lads Entertainment Network, is that it is a banterous network where we all share our videos together. We all pull in as one group to share all our content. And the idea is to have some fun and have some banter with each other and share that to everyone.
Absolutely, mate. And as I said, I'll take a leaf out of Ben's book, mate. As I said, we're not doing this for fame. We're not doing it for money or anything like that. We're just, you know, a couple of guys and a Brit, who like to talk shit and, like dissing each other. And as I'm sure if you go down to Ben's Rivals Revival, you'll see that taking the piss out of Terrence is pretty easy. So,
likewise.
Especially when he doesn't show up. So,
fuck.
Mate, I'm telling you, don't fall asleep. In saying that, though, I'm going to try and get a few hours and try and get onto the Rivals Revival recording tonight. So, for that, I need to wake up. So, I'm praying my alarm works.
get ready, mate.
Otherwise, this shit is going to be reversal next week.
Oh, yeah. You'll be back on next week.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. So, yeah, look, guys, again, thanks for having me. It's been a pleasure. I'm sure Terrence will leave all my details, Twitter, et cetera, down the bottom or up the top, wherever you decide to put it, mate. I'll leave that up to you. Hoping to get my first YouTube video out, hopefully by the end of the week. Yeah, as I said, any comments, feedback, anything like that, that, you know, is going to help me. So yeah, as I said, I just want to try and produce some content for you. I like a bit of humor. I like a bit of banter. So hopefully make it a little bit funny and exciting. So, I think I'm done, mate. So thank you very much for having me again, bud. And it's been a pleasure.
Absolutely. No worries. It's been a pleasure to have you on. I will wrap it up now. So thank you for watching, everyone. Make sure to leave a comment or a like down below. Give us your feedback. I really can't stress enough that I want you to go and check out Josh's channel. There's a link down in the description below. If you can subscribe, hit the notification button. So that way, as soon as his first video goes up, you can check it out, because I know it's going to be a ripper of him at the pub with about 100 Liverpool supporters. So there's going to be a great atmosphere. And I can guarantee myself that there is going to be some great banter as well.
Absolutely, mate. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, everyone, for watching. I hope you stay awesome and peace.